Popular Archaics, excerpts from vintage issues of Popular Mechanics. January 1907, how to open a book. Hold the book with its back on a smooth or covered table.
Has this ever happened to you? Listening to a Frequency 101 show and thinking I could make something better than this? If it didn't literally happen just now, then God, your self-esteem must be in the shitter. Either way, I'm not Gilbert Gottfried, and I'm telling you to, and how to, make something, dammit! In this episode, I'll be answering that age-old philosophical question, what program do you use? Ahem. Search for Foss Hub, FOSSHUB, Audacity, AUDACITY, old version, and get 2.4.2. Every version past that tends to slow the fuck down around the 3-minute mark. Really, that's it. I could stop here. The best way to learn it is just by messing around with it and reading the proverbial fucking manual. Frequency's taking a break over November and December, so you've got something like 3 months to make a pilot. But I got shitloads of time left, so here's some tips. Number one is the noise reduction effect. Absolute fucking godsend. Click New under File to open a second window, record some background noise, select it all, select Noise Reduction under Effects, and click Get Noise Profile. Now you can use the effect to remove background noise from whatever you record. Oh, and if you've got a shitty mic that buzzes, it can help with that too. Do what I just said, but for your main recording, record a few seconds of silence at the end too. After removing the noise, select the silence, use that as your noise profile, and remove that too! Then do it again just to be sure, and delete the silent part at the end. Beautiful! By the way, the separate bits you record and paste will have these black lines between them. Clicking them makes them go away. Don't do that! They're really convenient when double-clicking to select chunks of audio, and when click-and-dragging to make a selection, or with the shift key to extend one, your selection will snap to those black lines. Ooh, here's a trick you gotta learn sooner or later. If you want to delete a part of a track and just leave silence in its place, select that part, but instead of just deleting it, choose Silence under Generate. It'll automatically be set to the exact length of your selection. To add silence, a quick and dirty way is to just copy-paste an empty part of a track. Couple of real quick tips. Check to see if the software that came with your sound card has features like echo cancellation. And if you want to change your voice, it's easiest just to shell out $40 for Morphox. Convenient, and therefore worth every penny. Keep a backup of the installer, because your registration code will only work with that version. Now, the normalize effect. It's an important step right at the end so your final result doesn't sound too quiet. When you're satisfied with everything, first, fucking save your project! Then, click All under Select, then Tracks, Mix, and Mix and Render. Then select all again, and use the Normalize effect. The default settings will work fine. It'll amplify everything to just under the maximum. If it's still too quiet for your liking, there's gotta be some loud parts throwing it off. So look for loud parts, undo twice, then carefully select a part of any track that was contributing to a loud part, control plus scroll wheel for zooming will help you there, and use the amplify effect and pick a negative number. Experiment! Then do the other stuff all over again. Okay, once everything's to your liking and has a less than 5-minute runtime, unless you're self-canceling with a grand finale in which case you can go nuts, click File, then Export as WAV to create a file you can send to Frequency 101. Upload it to Dropbox, share it, and create a link. Send that link along with the pilot's name to submissions@channel101.com. Any further questions can go on the Discord at discord.gg/2mmgykrtdg, all uppercase except the D. You'll figure it out. Well, that's enough out of me. Vote me back and I'll tell you a bunch of places to find music, sound effects, and something called Room Tone. Ooh, and I've got plans for a grand finale full of all the best writing advice I've ever read. Kill the static noise! Well, fuck you too then!